transformation, and sometimes symmetry, sometimes the broken line actually is phase reflection. This is charge conjugation and time reverse. So I will start from charge conjugation. Okay, first of all, what we want? We want symmetry which transform fermion. Hello.
Yes.
So I heard that there is no snow in Hanover, right? Or
yeah.
You
have?
No.
I think the other is
okay, so we consider, today we'll consider two more discrete symmetries, charge conjugation and time reversal. Charge conjugation, this is a symmetry which transforms fermion with particular certain momentum and spin direction to anti-fermion with the same momentum and the same speed. So fermion with momentum P and S direction spin goes to anti-fermion. And same momentum, we don't want to change those two guys connected with space-time, PS, and vice versa, of course, when anti-fermion goes to fermion. Okay, so actually we'll use this unitary transformation. I will use this letter C. What it means, this word implies the following, that we have this transform A, and this guy goes to B. This is annihilation operator for fermions. It becomes under this operation, charge operation, it becomes annihilation operator for anti-fermion. And this is some, in principle, constant. I will talk a little bit later about that. And same story, essentially. This operation called anti-fermion to fermion, and of course we have essentially same relation for creation of an age. Okay. So actually, it's easy to prove that we have constraint on those parameters, eta c, sometimes they are called phase parameters. They should be 1 in order to keep same, this is invariance, anti permutation relation. Yeah. it's not difficult to show. So let's start from this guy, say A-S-E-A-S dagger E equal 2 pi Q delta, sorry, Q. P minus Q. Now let us transform. So act on left and right side, C minus 1, C. Then we will get from that C transformation. Transformation, then we for sure what we will get is this. Right-hand side, of course, that will change. We have just C minus 1 on the left, C on the right, and then we could put C times C minus 1, this is 1. So we can rewrite it this way. And right-hand side, C number, of course, that will change. And then what we have, substitute those B, but this phase is right. Then we have MC square, and this is B now. B, B, S, B, S. Q. I took same S, S. Just and this is our, and this is equal to 2 pi Q delta 3 D minus Q. So from here we get that this factor absolute value square equal 1 in order to get right canonical commutation relation for D. So this is constraint for this factor. Okay, now let us define action of C on our field psi x. So what we need to get this. First, we need some relation. I put it with our group first, and then in the end I show almost complete proof, because part of this proof based on question in your assignment number 3. So I cannot show it in the complete form, but anyway, then we will return after returning the assignment numbers. So first we need the relation. If I, this is the relation between U and V solution of Okay, so this is this half and from the other half. And from this, VSD is minus I, number 2. And this is USP. So without proof or rewire, at least. But I. Okay, so we have a relation between, you remember, this is solution connected with fermions or connected with energy, positive energy, and Vs with negative energy, right? And this is connected with antifermions, you connect with fermions. Okay. And gamma 2 is just gamma 2 Dirac method. Maybe I could write, remind you, gamma 2 is 0, sigma 2 minus sigma 2. Okay, now let's consider this. Like we did in the case of spatial reflection, we should substitute our psi x Fourier integral. Then we have this is integral we wrote many times. Summation over C, and then this guy X only for operator C, we have USP and exponent PX and plus. Here I should write, let me write eta C. I put outside. Okay, C. Oh, I have not, should, sorry. I have not wrote the explicit transformation. No need. This one. Okay, this is P. V S P and of course this exponent of this 4. Okay, now let's substitute what we have for from this transformation, right? So we have eta C in both case, we put it outside. And now we have this S. Now this guy B. Just take B, B, S. And now instead U, S, P, let me use relation which I without proof. Oh, this relation. Okay, so let me write this guy expressed through V and this guy through USP. You will see that it's actually quite reasonable. Okay, so I have minus I gamma 2 and then V. B S B open scope And another term plus A, okay, this was guy. Sorry, I may actually should correct me. Of course, there is B doesn't, right, in the expansion. Okay, so here we have then B as dagger instead of this. I forgot expert. So. Plus, this is just take this relation. Oh, game. Of course, dagger on the left hand side. Okay, so we have A, P, S, dagger, eta is outside. And then substitute the stuff. Then we have minus pi gamma 2. And U S P opens 48. Okay, that's it.
And the exponential.
Thank you. Okay, point is that now it's easy to rewrite in simple form. We can, of course, take minus I gamma 2 also outside our integral, and then we have this minus I eta c gamma 2, and what we have here, we have complex conjugate of our field psi. It's exactly if you compare. So we have this stuff. This is on the other hand, I put, now I want to rewrite in terms psi bar. It's already done, but it's convenient. So gamma 2. And some psi complex conjugate I could write like two operation, it's convenient. Dagger, this is Hermitian conjugation, and this is transposition. So this is the same like complex conjugation. So it's not big deal, difference between this guy and this for vector is simple. In this form, we have vector like row. But in this form, dagger, like column. But in this form, Hermitian conjugation, it's complex conjugation, but it's row. But transposition makes row again back column. Okay. So here, then, it's easy to check that gamma 2 transpose is just gamma 2. So it's symmetric, actually metric. So we can rewrite, this is essentially now linear algebra. We can rewrite this in this way, minus I eta c, and I write in this form psi dagger gamma 2 t. So I use this. Okay, and this is, I could write minus I eta c, and I write psi bar now, but I put additional gamma 0, gamma 2 t. Psi bar, you remember, psi dagger times gamma 0, and gamma 0 squared is 1. Okay, and then it's, let me rewrite. write in this form, this answer, this is equal to theta t. And I can where I introduce matrix, which we will hear many times, and this is convenient. It's minus I, gamma 0, gamma 2, t. Okay, so it's convenient form. So this guy can rewrite it in this form. It's linear algebra. Nothing more.
Properties, right?
Excuse me, why gamma 2 is transforms equals?
If you look, gamma 2 transport equal gamma 2. So you,
minus
you can write instead gamma 2, gamma 2 transpose. Mm-hmm. Then you could write in this form. Mm-hmm. And then you, so.
But if it has the form sigma squared minus sigma squared. So.
No, check. It's symmetric. Just check. Just okay. Check by yourself. You will see that it's still symmetric. It looks like anti, but it's symmetric. When you write all row and column, you will see. Okay, so we have properties of C. Properties of C. It's easy to check. So it's very, very concrete, right? So first of all, this guy is unitary. It means that if you take Hermitian conjugation, it's inverse. So unitary. This matrix. Then it's CT transpose is minus C. It's anti-symmetric. Asymmetric. Very important property that acting in this form on our Dirac matrices, it gives minus transpose gamma mu. If we act on gamma phi, which is also very important, we get gamma 5 transpose without minus. Remember that gamma 5 is I, gamma 0, gamma 1, gamma 2, gamma 3. It's very important matrix, and it is 0. Okay, right.
What is generally the importance of that C we define?
Sorry?
What is the importance of that C we define? I mean, just to.
It's convenient not to write gamma 0, gamma 2, minus I, just to introduce a symbol. Right. So we introduce not to write all this, like, because it appears many times. It's like usual in math. So, because it's. It appears so many times, it implies that it's important. So I defined it, right? That's it. So it's very convenient. But if you dislike, you can write. Minus I, gamma 0, gamma 2. I don't care.
Just because I asked why you need to put that eta C in the C.
Because what are you left?
Yeah, because you picked that eta C
out. Eta C, okay.
You could
point is that eta C could be different. But C is same everywhere,
yeah.
Okay? So this is point. Because eta C could be any, in principle, phase exponent I alpha, right? So why I should write or different, right? So that's it. Usually people, for example, Peshkin here means takes one. What is important that this C is different for different C hat. This matrix, which is here, actually it's has this form, exactly this form, in our particular representation, chiral representation for Dirac matrix. In different representation, it will get different form. But all those properties still valid. This is quite important. So this properties of C hat are valid for all of gamma mu. Okay, in our chiral additional property, in our chiral representation, just it's convenient. C is real. Actually, C equal quite simple for minus I sigma 2 0 0 minus sigma 2, and it's real because sigma 2 is actually not right. Sigma 2 is not purely imaginary. Sigma 2, maybe I will write here, you will write sigma. We will get many times today this Pauli matrix. Sigma 1 is 0, 1, 1, 0. Sigma 2 is 0 minus I, 0. Sigma 3 is 1, 0, 0 minus. Okay, so it's real. And our Hermitian conjugation, which is, of course, complex conjugation, and G is nothing else but just G, because complex conjugation of real is real, it's the same real number, and this guy is minus C. And remember, it means also that inverse of C hat is minus C, because C to the minus 1 is C dagger. It's unitary, right? So we have this additional relation. Okay, so we got this the most important part, this answer for transformation of psi. It becomes essentially psi bar up to this matrix. And T, again, meaning here that what is the psi, those four component we consider like column, right? Psi dagger, because it's connected with Hermitian conjugation, it's row, but transpose makes it again column. So column equal column. Okay. Okay, now all these properties. Oh, So now let's consider a transformation. Please ask me. It's better if you ask me. Just ask me.
Oh,
that's fine. Sorry. Then it's okay, better if you, because, you know, it's...
Because I don't want to...
Yeah, talking. Don't bother. Bother me. I'm paid for that.
Okay. Just I have a question, because I want to know, what is this transformation to just change the
part? You will see it. You will see it. Just wait.
Okay. I thought that you said
now
that.
I understand why you are in engineering department. All engineers, they are always in high, right?
Okay. I will. It's a good question, but wait.
Okay, now we want to consider transformation not psi but psi bar. Okay, so now we want to consider C to the minus 1 psi bar C, because eventually we come to transformation of bilinear composite operators and such quantities like, for example, Lagrangian density, because the symmetry of theory under this transformation implies something quite important, and actually the symmetry is broken under some interaction and valid under others. For example, this symmetry is preserved in the case of quantum chromodynamics, strong interaction, it's preserved. But when you consider weak interaction, for example, beta decay, it's actually broken. So particle and antiparticles behave in different way there. And it was great surprise. Like surprise like happened in the case of space reflection, that it's broken, it's violate parity transformation, parity symmetry. In the case of weak interaction. And I said people got Nobel Prize, Young and Lee in late 50s for this discovery. Okay. So we now should consider, this is again algebra. Now, idea substitute, we know already answer for this guy. It's here. Okay. This is gamma 0. So I know this here 0. And okay, so and see this guy. This could be, you know, what it is. Okay, just remember that psi bar is transpose and dagger, and dagger of dagger is nothing. And we have only transpose psi of that, and we have gamma zero, right? Oh, no, it's okay. Right, this gamma zero because of that. Yeah, okay.
So we have this.
I want now to use these properties to derive this law, which will be valid in all representation. If you take psi t, gamma zero t, and I will write this guy, I could write like inverse, and yeah.
How do you got that one?
This one from this.
No, no, check that out. How do you got this
one? This from this.
Yeah.
Okay. Point is that this from this.
Yeah, I think you should remove the bar.
Right, right. Just one moment. Maybe. Just one moment. So I put right. This complex conjugation, so it's still oh, okay. It's
you should remove the bar and it's fine because you're, yeah, you have applied the conjugation.
Just one moment, just one moment. So let me that's it. This is here first of all. Okay, this is. This is okay. This is this. This is. This is. Dagger gamma zero g this is this, right? Then it seems it's correct.
But wait. Your first line, it's a row vector, right?
So here?
That's a row vector, right?
This is a row vector.
Right, and so the line below it, that's a column vector.
Because yeah, this one, no. Point is that it's okay because dagger is gives me, of course, like this one.
But then you're transposing it again.
But that,
so that get, should be gamma zero psi without any dagger.
Just one moment. Okay, this guy, of course, is just one moment. Here, it's okay. No, but.
You're taking.
No, it's okay. Point is that t. And both operation transpose and dagger still gives me row.
Column.
No.
Psi is a column vector. Dagger it makes it a row vector. Transpose.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Okay. It seems right. So no, this is. Okay. Right. Yeah, okay, let me check now without my notes. This is I substitute, so it's still okay. This is still okay, right? This is still okay. Oh, guys, I should write here the following. Dagger T. Yeah, I believe this is what in my note is correct. So this is here. You see, point is that this I could rewrite in this form also. Here, dagger T. And then you can see. So just this.
Yeah,
then it works. Okay, so then let me write. Just not to make mistake carefully. Eta complex conjugate psi t gamma zero t this guy. Okay, yeah. Okay, so it seems now we are close. So here I have same, and this is gamma zero. Now idea is to write this in this form, eta complex conjugate C psi T and gamma zero T and gamma zero, and I will write C hat minus one. And now I will use this property, important property of this stuff. So I will get as a result minus eta C gaga psi T gamma zero T. Now gamma zero transposed. With minus minus I put here and C to the minus one. Of course, square of gamma zero T is just one. Square of gamma zero and its transpose, actually it's symmetric in our representation, but independent of representations is one. And we write minus and write psi T C to the minus one, which is valid in all representations. Because we use in derivation only properties of C, not particular form. That can use particular form. In our case, chiral representation. He likes another form, but actually this more convenient, you will see, for calculation of transformation of bifermion. But in order you would not surprise, look, this guy, C to the minus one equals minus C. So he used in this form, eta C, but it's not valid in all representation, only in like chiral. And this is okay, should not be surprised. But more generally, this all representation. Okay, Alex, if you're still wondering that why it's symmetric, look.
I see.
Now you see. Okay. Good. Now the most important part for application, this is transformation, not just fields, but those by fermion operator, by linear operator, right? So we Yeah, sorry, it's just algebra. People got Nobel Prize for that. Of course, not just for that algebra, but because they took seriously. Before then, before Li Yang, everybody believed in that it's for sure. If Lorentz symmetry is fine, and rotation of them, then for sure such properties like parity transformation, time reversal should be also fine, and charge conjugation should be fine. But it's not correct in nature. Okay, I will, for example, let's consider master psi bar psi, right? So we write. And now, just substitute what we have. Instead psi bar, we have this, minus eta c complex conjugate psi t is minus 1. Right, I substitute instead c, I should write hat. Oh, no. This is c, but this is c hat. This is magic, but this is just abstract. Okay, right. Okay, now our psi. This is this star, right? So we have theta c, and then c hat psi bar t. This is minus theta c square, and we have psi t. And this is, of course, 1, right? So, and we have this. This is 1, we know. So I will not write to, for other combination at the CBC. It's irrelevant in this case. It's, and we have it seems minus. So it's same like you write minus and sum over A, say, from 1 to 4. This guy. But we should actually change the order. And this will be minus because they are anti-commutative. So it will be plus psi bar if I change the order. And this is the same like psi bar psi. So Dirac master is invariant. Of course, if it were known and people know that this fact still in 20s when Dirac came to this equation. Okay, now this guy. Very similar. So we will get okay, this is c to the minus 1 psi bar comma y psi c, and we repeat exactly like before, and we get this psi g. Same story, but before we had c hat to the minus 1 c hat, but between them now gamma 5. But we know with you, I wrote this property for gamma 5. Look, that it gives gamma 5 transpose with plus. So we have then minus I psi t gamma 5 side by E. And now answer is plus, right? When I change the order like before, psi bar gamma phi psi. So it's same like for psi bar psi with plus. So this is also invariant, this stuff. Okay, now important, of course, is vector, right? Okay, vector field. It now should be clear how we act. So, and it will give me minus psi t psi f minus 1, and now gamma mu. It's not gamma phi, but gamma mu. This is only different. Okay, now we have additional minus. In the case of gamma phi plus, but now we have minus. Okay, in principle, I should write, by the way, gamma phi transpose, but remember, gamma phi is symmetric, right? It's minus 1, 1. But in general case, it's better to keep it than we have everything consistent when we change the order, we return back to gamma phi. So it's better to write in this. Okay, so here we have minus additional, so this is psi t, gamma mu t, and psi bar t. And answer will depend what we take for mu. So when we take, right, okay, minus plus, right. Oh, no, no, it's, sorry, it's not dependent. If we change the order, I will write, sorry, it's okay. We will get this minus psi bar gamma mu psi. So you see this current is minus. Is it surprising? You see, guys, fermion becomes anti-fermion. Electron positron. Electron current becomes positron current. Momentum does not change. And then, of course, it moves to another direction, right? So minus, because charge minus. So it's very, very consistent, right, with what we wanted from this iteration. So it works consistently, right? So electron current becomes positron current, which is minus, of course, with difference. Okay, now the last combination I will consider is axial vector current. Okay, same. Essentially, story. And this is okay. Again, minus psi t, but now this is minus. Okay, here we will get minus additional, and this is equal plus psi t minus 1, and this gives me gamma minus 1, gamma mu gives me gamma mu t with minus because of that plus, and then gamma phi t psi t. Okay, Sorry, but this is answer. So this guy gives me minus. I change the order. And this is gamma phi, gamma mu psi. But I should return to the order gamma mu gamma phi. And they can take a mu. So this is plus actually psi bar gamma mu gamma phi psi. Okay, there is still the standard, but it's in some of your assignment, but it's again quite easy to check everything. Okay, so this is connected with charge conjugation. Right. You can see that axial vector current and this guy, usual vector current, they transform in different way. And point is that in weak interaction, what we have, both of them in Lagrangian. And because of that, charge conjugation of weak interaction is actually broken because different transformation for this guy and this guy. But we will not discuss in this part of quantum field theory those interactions. But anyway, it's, everything is very important here for understanding our world, our nation. Okay.
Can I ask,
yes,
what
sure.
Do we have for neutrinos?
We have for, the point is that neutrino appears only in weak interaction. So I talk, when I talk about weak interaction, I talk also about neutrino, right? In the case of neutrino, we have only left-handed neutrino, at least in low energy region. And it means that we have both, this and this. We have combination left-handed, and this combination is called V minus A. So vector current minus axial vector current. So, yeah.
But our axial current, our currents will be same.
Axial right. Current is the
yeah.
Same, of course. But point is
so how
that for neutrino, let me, mm-hmm. It's better to write for neutrino current. Then to talk. Okay, so this is this. So we have both. So we have only left-handed part because you see it becomes projection operator and right-handed part disappears. This is in weak interactions with current effects. Okay, now we come to the extremely important and most difficult transformation, time reversal. So far we consider unitary operation to describe those two, parity transformation and charge conjugation. We use usual unitary transformation. This guy C is unitary transformation. I will show now that it's impossible following Eugen Wigner, who was actually the person we liberated this time reversal still in non-relativistic quantum mechanics before quantum field theory. Eugen Wigner, late Eugen Wigner, he got Nobel Prize also in physics. And he is the person who really introduced in physics the group theory, Lie group theory. Before, of course, in physics, in crystallography, it was used heavily. But he introduced group theory to describe spectra of atoms, molecules. And then eventually, he elaborated representation of Lorentz group when quantum field theory appeared.
He was the first, together with Jordan, who quantized Dirac's theory. And he was first who introduced correct description of time reversal. So he showed that it's impossible to use unitary operator, linear operators. Okay, but what we want? This is operation. First of all, one should start from what we want in order to define. So we want to consider transformation when time changes direction, but x stays as it is. Spatial component does not change. Okay, in this case, what we have? Momentum. Of course, momentum is connected with velocity, because velocity is derivative with respect to t, and x does not change, it changes sign. Like under pi. And new thing is that we have same as described projection of spin on some fixed direction. Under parity transformation, as I said already, it does not change. But now it changes. Let me describe why. Unlike B transformation. Okay, let's look at orbital angular momentum. We know that S transforms like orbital as this inner. J orbital, and this is the cross product of X and B. Now, when I have a case of spatial transformation, P, then look, both X and P change sign. Because of that, it stays without changing. And because of that, spin damage. But now, this guy, which is of course, saying X and P under T transformation. What's going on? T goes to minus T. But X stays without change. In this case, X does not change. Sorry, look here. But P change. So we have minus. So you see, angular momentum change sign. It's new property with respect to spatial transformation. And this is why we have this important feature. So this is essentially only one thing, at least at the first glance, which distinguish between parity transformation and time reversal. But of course, very important. Okay, because of that, we expect, or we want, that under T transformation, reflection we have the forward. Now let us write minus 1 A P S P becomes some, again, phase factor, and A minus S minus P. I will write in this minus S. You understand what? And for, of course, A dagger, B dagger of the molecule. So we have this stuff, and again, to preserve canonical anti-commutator relation, we have this guy, his face. But real problem with it, it's still okay, nothing wrong with that. We can see that it's new operation because of spin. But real problem, let me show, P cannot be a unitary linear of your A. What? We want this. Okay, let's assume that actually let's try to find such a unitary linear of your A. So then let's assume first that P is unitary linear on the array. Then we know the structure of psi transformation. So we have P minus 1 psi P S, T, like in the case of reflection and actually charge conjugate, should go psi prime x, which some matrix, which I call lambda T. In our case here, we got C hat. Here it's unknown. And then we have psi minus T X. So we have this stuff, right? So we change time. This is some unknown matrix. It could appear like for spatial, it was gamma zero. And we have, okay, let's check. Just substitute psi Ta, that it will not work. I substitute, and then I see this is D, 3, D again. And we will come to contradiction. And we have this P minus 1 A S P T. And now we have, I will write exponent like that, minus A minus I. Oh, okay. Right. So from this, yeah, I substitute. It's like Px. And then, of course, I have, sorry, U. U. X. P. And this usual exponent. Plus. Second term, T minus 1, B, B, S, T, B, S, T, and here, what is important, dependence on time. Look, this guy contains this four minus I, E, P, which is always positive T. So we have this here, this guy, of course, contains plus I, E, P, T, right? This four. Okay. Now let us, on the other hand, look at the right hand side. This is equal, same story here. And now I have A S P lambda T, some matrix will act on USP. But what is important that I will get here T minus T. So I will get something like that, minus I, and now minus E, P, T, and plus T, say X, but it's same like here. So I can write this for K plus E X. But now I got additional minus K. In same story for second term. Okay, second term actually, I forgot to put dagger. And I have again lambda T. This is not phase, but lambda matrix V S T. And I have same story additional minus connected with okay. But you see it's impossible. Indeed. What we want somehow A expressed through A, right? Where are our if you look here, A expressed through A. So somehow this term should be expressed at all values of time, so this one. But dependent on time different, because here it's minus I EPT, but here is plus. So it's impossible that this guy equal this guy. It's impossible. It is impossible to satisfy at all t, because dependence on t is different. But they are equal at all t. What we should do? This is Wigner's dilemma for him. And he said, okay, it was very, very daring step to say, now we will use not unitary operation. But how is he called it? Anti-unitary operation. Okay, let's come to that. Describe. Solution.
At what point did we assume that T was unitary?
Yes, but this is always like in maths. And we came to what? Contradiction.
Yeah, but where is the where did we
use it? No, it's usual oh here. We use assumption, first of all, the most important here that it's linear, right? That it does not change all C numbers. Right?
Okay.
So we used this. At least it's a good question. What really we use here, even actually smaller thing, absolutely evident that operator should be linear, right? What does it mean linear? Linear operator that T say alpha, this is vector and another vector. I will actually write this. Is this alpha T psi plus beta T phi, right? And we use this because I didn't change neither U neither IPX, right? Because I took through that. So I used actually this. This is even more important, linear, right? Okay. Solution. T is anti-unit. What does it mean? Okay, first consider unitary operator property. Unitary operator. Okay, the following property that U alpha, I will write in this form, equal alpha U psi. This is property one, crucial. Second property, I write this. And third property is the following, that U dagger, U dagger equals U to the minus one, and it comes to that if I'm considering U phi inner product, U psi, like in quantum mechanics, right? Calculate probability, calculate this matrix element, then it's equal, as usual in linear algebra, we can rewrite in this form. And because U dagger equal U to the minus one, it stays like it is. So unitary operator does not change in particular length of the vector, right? Yes.
So but these assumptions are about linear. Right. Does it follow that if you have linearity, it should be unitary or vice versa?
No. But we have both usually. Linearity, no. This is why I wrote unitary linear, right? Yeah. Usually, of course, when we say unitary, we assume that it's linear. Usually, we assume that it's linear, right? But I emphasize those both. Unitary linear. Right.
When you're talking about bilinear. What is it?
Just bilinear here, yeah. Because composite operator is bilinear field, pertains to field. That's it. Just that. Bye. Okay, now anti unitary. Let us consider also three, how they change. First, it will be different. T alpha psi equal alpha complex conjugate T psi. So you see, C number now does not commute with T, but it becomes complex conjugation. It's just definition. This is now second same like before. And this also different third one. I will write this T phi T psi equal not phi psi but psi, we change the order, phi, which is equal phi psi complex conjugation. So what is important? That what Wigner emphasized, that we want usual operator to be unitary to in order does not change probabilities after acting of those operator, right? Like when I calculate probabilities, this is square of the absolute value of this matrix element. And it's same like before acting this U. Now we change only complex up to complex conjugation this stuff. We change this. But probability will not change. So because of that it's he said okay. I will write probability which is this absolute value square still does not change under T. Because we calculate observable are not matrix element or their conjugation, but the square of their absolute value. And they are still same, whether we put the sign or not. And he said, then we can use that. And he was right. Now I show what happens, and we will see that everything is fine now, consistent in the case of unitary operation. I discuss in more details the stuff than question. Okay.
Then you don't have any relation like u that here to u minus 1. You don't have that.
It is. Actually, we have in that sense that we do not change the length of vector. Length of vector, again, is expressed through square root of absolute value. And it will not change.
Yes.
Right? But you are right that, strictly speaking, we do not have it. So we could write something like that, formally. If you like. If I start T phi T T phi T psi. Right, then I could write something this T prime T psi before this was one. But now it gives me almost it gives me psi phi complex conjugate. Very simple, very close. You see, before no complex conjugation, it was one. But now it's one, and then you should change the order in inner product. Because, you know, this guy is nothing else but phi Sorry, this is wrong. This is, I should write pi star complex conjugate. But this is as same as to write psi pi. This is rule in linear algebra when we consider complex linear space, right? So you can see that this guy almost satisfies this. That again, you do not have this t, but instead t dagger t, you have just different order. But as I said, it's not so bad because just complex conjugation of that, and probability is fine. Right.
But the question was,
right,
can we write this operator, the property of this operator?
No, you should be careful. Again,
so we cannot write down the property such that U inverse equals.
I would say you could write this T dagger T equal 1 up to changing the order in inner product, for example, something like that. But I will show how it acts in reality, you know. Because point is, again, when you want to get something observable, you always calculate matrix symmetry of some wave function. It's enough, those properties to calculate. So I will show, it's unusual. It's, don't worry that if you are a little bit confused, it's okay. It's really very, very, it was a bold step, very bold step. Okay, now let me just restart. So what I want to do now, just to use, you will see how it works actually, then it will be clear. To follow the same scenario like in the case of parity and charge conjugation. I calculate now t minus 1 psi t. So how psi x transform under t, then psi dagger, and then bilinear operators. That's it. This is what I will consider. And you will see how it works and why, unlike this case, this was problem with this exponent, everything will be fine. And maybe you already, let me say why. You see, I have here on the left hand side t before. Let me repeat first why we save the day by using this Wigner transformation. Now consider this case anti-unit. I can write this, but I cannot write this. For example, then what I have this key, right? Because it stays here. Now, in order to put at this place, I should commute with this C number. But now I should use this rule 1. So this guy could be rewritten indeed like T, but then it will become plus. Right, plus. And this guy becomes complex conjugation. So what is important now? The dependence on time will be plus EPT. It changed. And I have the same dependence on time here. P is not important because we integrate anyway. And we can satisfy this. Have you got the point? Or this is main his observation. It was a kind of trick. And it's a kind of very thoughtful trick. Certainly he spent, I'm sure, weeks trying to arrange this unitary. And then he came just to the, like, to the answer, it's impossible. And it was painful, I'm sure, that he didn't want to do that. But as a result, he prepared important paper. It happens, actually, when you have really good paper. Good papers, there are two types, both very important. One is industrial, when extremely important either calculations or first solutions of some known problems which was not solved before. But another one, you got a lot of thoughts, maybe only two lines in your paper, like in Young Lee with this. But you got new idea. And it was difficult for them also, they talk about that. So now you can see what we will do with you. It's not very important for us what you always ask, whether I always can use T dagger T equal 1. I don't need this in many cases, you will see. What is important is that this guy does not commute with C number. When I change C number and T, it gives me complex conjugation of the C number. This is crucial problem. Okay?
Right. Do you know any one 2x2 example of that in case, or do you have that? Like, can we write down satisfaction?
No, this is exactly what you see. Matrix is matrix.
Yeah.
Matrix is linear. But you always add this word, a kind of. You use this property. You see, point is that matrix is matrix, and you say by word, it's linear.
Yeah.
So you not just matrix itself is just table of some numbers, but you put action for that table, then it becomes matrix, right? And you said it's linear. It acts like this, right? But now you change it. You see, this is the point. So you can write. Of course, it's not big deal. Again, write table, but say that it acts on vector in different form. If it multiplied by alpha, we have alpha prime, alpha star. Yeah, exactly. It's a big, very, very big idea. It's only guy at the top. No, it's true. In hierarchy of physics, could do this. It's extremely mean, thoughtful guy.
And
a kind of daring in some sense. Right.
And the consequence of this means that we have the time symmetry when we go reverse.
It depends on theory. So we now know that time reversal is broken in nature. And last Nobel Prize was given in particular for that discovery in the standard model Kobayashi-Maskawa. But this is very weakly broken symmetry. This symmetry is preserved by strong interaction and almost by weak interaction. So very tiny breakdown in weak actual interaction of time reverse.
Because you don't have time.
No. I'm sorry. But we have what Pauli calls strong time reversal. At least so far nobody disproves it. When you use three operations together, C, charge conjugation, P, parity transformation, and T, time reversal, one can prove that in any local Lorentz invariant theory, it's a good symmetry. It's a good symmetry. So if you use all three of them, right, it's not bad. So it's also crucial for in cosmology, for baryogenesis, because it's important to break symmetry between particle and a particle there. Anyway, and the theorem CPT that you have the symmetry placed, very important. But even this symmetry could be broken if we come to the conclusion that Lorentz symmetry is slightly or interaction is not local. So it means that causality is not actually fundamental property. It's of course connected because kind of Lorentz symmetry usually implies some causality, right? Velocity should be less than velocity of light, so. So these things are extremely fundamental. Okay, so it's really quite non-trivial things here. Okay, so I will show you then. I will return actually assignment number 2. And solution is on already where. Okay, guys, what I did, because I allow, to be fair, some people gave me assignments a little bit later, and I allowed them. So there will be no penalties for that. But for those who, I give you more fair, who handed it on time, they will get bonus 5% of the mark. Who is Alan? Jan? Your assignment number. Just say. Okay. Andrea. Andrew Loka.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Philip Ashby.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Right. Sur. Special Sur. You can. So those 5% is in the case. Yi Yang. And Jeff Nibila. Oh, you. A dagger, B dagger, F to
F. You're not giving up that your consciousness is going to watch that. It's a change in the path.
Yeah, for example.
Can you say that you see whether it still works or not? In other words, I change the properties
we,
of my
no,
space.
No, we still have same space, same vectors as before.
Yeah.
And usually, it's like a linear algebra. So we have all those states.